With the price of crude oil about half of what it was 6 months ago, companies large and small are being pressured to cut costs. On the front lines are oil services companies that do everything from drilling to providing electrical power at well sites. NPR's John Yitzty reports hundreds of thousands of jobs are threatened as companies try to adjust.
In a packed auditorium in Houston, Gary Evans, who runs the oil and gas company Magnum Hunter Resources, has a tough message for the people who provide critical services to companies like his.
We've got to lower our cost.
And he says that means the services they provide, everything from fracking to trucking, are going on sale, big time. When there's a big sale coming at Neiman Marcus, he says, you don't spend your money until the sale prices appear. And right now, he's waiting for the deep discounts in oil services before he spends any more money.
No drilling, no completion, no fracking, no nothing. Cut it completely off January 1st. We tell our vendors, when you're ready to do it at 40% below what you were charging me in December, we'll go back to work.
The room is silent, absorbing the prospect of a 40% cut in income.
I hate to say that to a lot of my service company friends, but that's reality. We've had over a 50% drop in commodity prices, so we got to have a bigger drop in service costs.
Out in the hallway, after Evans' bombshell, Ken Sapien says his engineering firm, RRC, which provides things like seismic survey and electrical grid designs for drilling sites, is feeling the squeeze.
Yes, we've been approached by a few of our clients asking us to drop our prices.
And Sapien says the firm doesn't have much choice if it wants to hang on to business.
If you don't take the cut, there's somebody out there that's going to work for that price. So like I said, for us it's more about the relationship. I mean, money is important, don't get me wrong, but it means more to continue to have those guys as our clients.
Earlier this month, Halliburton, a giant in the oil services business, said it is laying off 6,400 workers. Before that, Baker Hughes, which is merging with Halliburton, announced it's slashing about 7,000 jobs. And another giant, Schlumberger, is cutting 9,000 jobs. More than 100,000 layoffs have been announced worldwide so far. Clint Walker is general manager of Cud Energy Services, a medium-sized player in the oil fields that provides services including fracking, water management, and well control.
There's a tremendous amount of people that are being laid off in the industry. And the thing about these jobs, they're good-paying jobs. Most of these jobs are in, $80,000 to $120,000 range.
Walker says what his firm provides to oil companies is knowledge, sophisticated equipment, reliability, and safety. He says that becomes a challenge if your income is cut 40%.
You just have to get through it and create enough cash flow in order to maintain that equipment. Because the last thing you want to do is put a piece of equipment that's not reliable and God forbid, get anybody hurt out there.
As Walker suggests, the deep cost cutting could increase the risk of accidents and injured workers. It could also increase the risk of accidents that damage the environment. That's an unwelcome prospect for an industry already under scrutiny because of its use of controversial hydraulic fracturing, not to mention incidents like the massive BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. Walker says the industry can only hope for a quick turnaround in prices. But another big increase in oil inventories was announced today, and that sent prices lower once again. John Yitzty, NPR News.